Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. All right, here we go. I actually saw that SpaceX has made a vehicle that we could actually come down low and cruise across the planet, the planet Rick, or cruise across the surface. But joining us again from Planet Rick is Rick Ector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, man, good evening. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. I'm good. I'm, you know, just coping along, just doing the old radio show and stuff like that, and making sure I get all my bases covered a couple more times for 2020 before we kiss this pig goodbye.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways of looking at this pig as you describe it, man, but you can always try to pull what positives you can out of whatever negative situation we find ourselves in, but I'm going to accentuate the positive.
Okay.
Tell me, sir, how did you spend your Christmas? I trust with family and close friends?
At my father's house, and he cooked a superb prime rib for Christmas, and we did our little gift exchange, and that was it.
Prime rib, you say?
Yes.
Man, I can't remember the last time I had a nice, huge, succulent prime rib serving for dinner.
Well, I have this perfect storm going on. My dad is an old grocery guy. He spent his whole career, 44 years, with a grocery company. And he was an old meat man, so he knows how to pick out a really good piece of meat. And my niece is dating a meat cutter for a local grocery store, and my dad and my niece's boyfriend got together, and he picked out the prime rib roast, and my dad saw it, and he said, all right, this is it. This is the one I'm going to go for. So, yeah.
Well, that's great. That's great, man. You know what? Christmas is always a time for family, and if you're really fortunate, a great meal. Let me tell you, I can't even remember the last time I had a prime rib. Oh, man. My mouth is watering right now, man. One of these days when, I don't know, some of this stuff blows over, I could sit down and at a nice place and have me a prime rib. How do you take it?
How do I take it? I take it how my dad cooks it. I mean, he cooks it fairly rare.
Fairly rare, you say?
Yeah, fairly rare. I would like it cooked a little better, well done, but because he serves it right off the fire, even though it's fairly rare, I'm sort of happy with it, so.
Sounds great, man. So I bet you're wondering, what in the world are we going to talk about today, right?
I am, in fact, wondering what in the world we are going to talk about today.
Man, let me tell you, there's this story here locally in Detroit that's getting a lot of coverage in the media, and it has a lot of things that that brings to bear a lot of topics that are near and dear to me when I discuss, personal protection and consequences and things that can happen. And unfortunately, this story, you know, it's not, you know, the most uplifting and powerful story in the world, but it's a story that's rife with lessons, man, and they're quite sobering. And I think that it is appropriate that we paint the full picture for folks, men and women who are so emboldened to get the necessary training and equipment and to carry guns, man. It's a story about a guy here locally in Detroit who, unfortunately, was selected for victimization here just a couple of days ago, man.
And, right.
Story with Aaron is a 48-year-old man. He died after being shot during a carjacking outside his Southfield home Sunday night, was able to shoot back and wound an attacker who remains hospitalized with police. Southfield Police Chief Elvin Barron gave an update on the case at a press conference. He described the victim, his name was Frederick Hudson, as a good man, a good neighbor, and a businessman, and vowed to Hudson's wife and before news cameras to get justice in this case. And I'm going to tell you, I taught a CPL class this past Saturday, the day after Christmas. And this is always, I must say, the most sobering part of the class. You know, presumably everyone is there because they want to take on a more active role in their personal protection. Either they brought their own firearm or they rented a gun from the range they were at. And we all have the rosiest outcome in mind when you think about being selected for a robbery or rape, you know, a murder or home invasion. You know, the story we love to hear, man, the story where, you know, the hapless victim, the reluctant hero, you know, is lawfully armed and they use their gun to defend themselves. But in this case, you know, the hero, the victim, did defend himself. Unfortunately, he perished in the aftermath of his injuries. You know, he was shot a couple of times, and he didn't make it. He did fight for his life. And one guy that he shot is in critical condition, and I don't know if this guy is gonna make it. And the police are on the scene trying to track down his two accomplices, man. So, yeah, this is a story that, you know, I feel compelled to tell, man, to talk about on the story today. How about that?
Well, you know, the first thing that this makes me think about is, and do you do this now? Do you teach trauma care with some of your classes? Do you have people come in and teach that?
That is not part of the standard curriculum for the class that I teach. Granted, that would be something that I've often thought about doing as a side class, like a specific class dedicated to just itself. But no, it's not part of the typical concealed carry class that I teach, but I can see the utility of doing so, for sure. I take it you've done these types of training, performed these type of trainings for other people, correct?
I have not. Everything that I took was in the military when they had something called the Combat Lifesaver course where you could do everything up to IVs. We did not do things like chest decompression needles or the airways.
Mm-hmm.
But we could do an IV. But that was back in the 80s. I mean, nowadays, your medics nowadays are really close to being, EMTs or paramedics or nurses nowadays. Mm-hmm. They can do all kinds of things, and these guys have to do that kind of stuff in like a helicopter. They have to insert a chest decompression needle, which can kill the guy if you don't do it the right way. They can do it in a yanking and banking Blackhawk as it's coming out of a hot LZ. So those guys, they have ascended to a level of expertise that I could only sort of hope for. Hang on a second. We're coming up on the first break. Tell everybody how they find you.
I am Rick Ector, R-I-C-K, last name E-C-T-O-R. You can find me on all social media sites, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. 2,000 videos on YouTube. Please check them out.
Well done. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Rick Actor from Planet Rick. He was telling us about an unfortunate event that happened with somebody he knows, and we were moving. Where were we moving to? I interrupted you.
No problem, man. It's just that when discussing stories of this nature, man, a lot of times I may give the impression that fortunately, many of the stories that we talk about or the circumstances we talk about, there's usually, you know, a good ending, you know, like the good guy or the victim, you know, is probably wounded but is expected to survive, and in some cases was not wounded at all but, you know, was able to inflict some pain and punishment upon his attacker. And sometimes, man, the unfortunate incident occurs where the good guy or the good gal, you know, doesn't make it, you know. And I think that for obvious reasons, I don't really focus on those stories, but it is something that is very relevant, and it could happen, man. It could be that despite our best efforts that we don't make it, man. And I wanted to at least at some point in time spend some time addressing that. You know, because one of the unfortunate things about the story that I recounted that was in today's media, Detroit News, was that the family, man, they had to post a GoFundMe account, you know, to try to raise some funeral expenses, man. And if we always have the rosy expectation that we're going to, A, that we're going to survive, or B, that we're not going to have the possibility of having some life altering consequences, that is, require some, you know, some very serious, heavy duty health care expenses, man, have we at least talked about that? And I don't know if I've ever did that, but I wanted to make sure that we at least talked about this today, man. So let me ask you, man, have you ever given any thought to the fact that despite your best effort and your training and your familiarity with firearms, that you might not make it?
Yes. Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
It's a very sobering thought, isn't it?
Indeed it is. Indeed it is.
So let me ask you this. In light of the fact that we're doing everything that we possibly can to ensure that we survive, well, what if, for whatever reason, for despite our best efforts, that we don't, whether we take the bad guy with us or whether we end up perishing only? I mean, have you gone so far as to account for that?
I haven't, I haven't really thought in those terms, to be honest with you. In the military.
It's really uncomfortable, and a lot of people, you know, don't really like thinking about their own mortality or their own death. You know, I get it. But I thought that, man, this is something I hadn't really talked about. But, it's one of those really grim topics, like this whole idea of life insurance, like just in case we don't make it. Like,
you know, I have not gotten, I don't know why I don't think about it in those terms. I know that in the military, for example, if you have a mission in front of you, you definitely don't think about that part of it. You know, you may get out there and you may get with the chaplain and try to have a prayer for it or something, but prior to whatever operation you're going to be involved in, and then you're just trying to achieve an objective. And
I could see how that could put a damper on the mission. You're like, okay, well, we're about to have you do X, Y, and Z, and there might be some danger involved. But, oh, by the way, if you don't make it or you don't survive, what are your wishes with regards to your arrangements? It doesn't do a whole lot for making you feel really good about the mission. I get it. But at some point in time when maybe you're not about to go on some super, you know, important
secret squirrel mission.
Right. You might want to have, you know, some things thought about or put into place. Like,
well, that was the whole purpose of dog tags. Literally. Right. That's that was the whole purpose of dog tags. It had your theological preference. It had your blood type. Had your name. Had your social security number. It had everything they had to identify you in the event something like that happened, so that you would be, your wishes would be. But I don't walk around with those nowadays.
Right.
So, you know, you've actually, you've got the wheels a-turning. Please continue. Well, we got a couple of minutes left.
It's something I think that anyone, especially those of us who are so emboldened to walk around armed and taking sufficient training to defend ourselves, and there could be a perception, whether rightly so or not, that we're going to prevail. And that is my mindset going into it. I'm definitely going to do everything to enhance my odds, even if it means cheating. But, yeah, I want to prevail, but what if I don't, man? Have I given it, you know, some extra thought? Have I communicated what my desires and wishes are for my family and for my loved ones?
So right.
Arrangements or accommodations have I made for their future, albeit one without me, but have I at least communicated my wishes and desires in a legal document? Which document might that be?
I guess you're talking about a will now, huh?
A will, yeah. Like, this is my last will and testament. I believe some people refer to it as that. Like, what my wishes are, you know? How do I want to allocate whatever property, resources, or assets that I have? How am I going to best ease this transitory transition for my loved ones who survived me so that they can continue on with a certain level of, lack of a better word, comfort or support?
Comfort.
Yeah. Do I have a lot picked out? Where do I want to be buried? Who should receive specific assets that I have? Or do that one family member who likes guns, is that the person who's going to get my guns? Or
hang on for me. Hang on for me. Coming up on the next break, we're discussing the worst case scenario with Rick from Planet Rick, Rick Hector. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Tuesday put off a vote on President Trump's call to boost COVID-19 relief checks and urged the Senate to override his veto of a defense bill. McConnell on Tuesday blocked Democrats' push to immediately bring the president's demand for a bigger $2,000 COVID relief check up for a vote, saying the chamber would begin a process to address the issue. The Senate is adjourned until 3 o'clock Eastern Time on Wednesday. President-elect Joe Biden is warning Americans the next few weeks will be the worst of the pandemic.
The next few weeks and months are going to be very tough, a very tough period for our nation, maybe the toughest during this entire pandemic.
Biden, speaking from Wilmington, Delaware, also asking Americans to mask up for the next 100 days. USA Radio News. Los Angeles County remains the center of the coronavirus crisis in the United States. On average, one resident is dying from the virus every 10 minutes as the spread is showing no signs of letting up, something County Supervisor Hilda Solis regrets.
I'm quite frankly not proud that L.A. County has the largest number of COVID cases right now.
Most Los Angeles County hospitals are now diverting emergency room patients elsewhere because of overflow conditions caused by the ongoing case surge. The man authorities say detonated a bomb in downtown Nashville on Christmas Day doesn't have much of a criminal past. Steve Schmalt was the suspect's former neighbor and says he never got a sense anything was wrong with the man.
We would joke around and talk, and you know, he never had any kind of like dark disposition or, you know, never said anything mysterious.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Rick Ector from Rick's Firearms Academy, legally armed in Detroit, Planet Rick. And we've been talking about how far ahead are you thinking, and while you're planning for success, are you also planning for less than success?
That's one way of describing it, less than success, right?
Yeah.
We all...
What?
Go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, I guess if something like that happened and I was trying to defend my family or something and I fell to that, I would still consider that a win.
Well, you could have even have succeeded, but, you know, it wasn't the best case outcome. Maybe you didn't make it, but... You know, you still were able to defend your family, or, you know, maybe you weren't. But the thing is how far down this rabbit hole have you gone, and how far should you go, and should it at least be entertained? I know that all of us gun owners, all of us concealed carriers, all of us license holders, you know, we're always thinking best case scenario, but sometimes it doesn't work out that way. And if we at least acknowledge that it's possible that we don't make it, well, have we taken the thought one step further and figured out what our wishes are, and have we put something in place to handle them? And granted, I don't walk around, you know, being obsessed with death, but at least I will tell you every year you know, is one of those things. You know, have do you? And I think they characterize it when you hear people talk about it. They call it having your affairs in order, right?
Yes, yes, they do.
So if you don't make it, how will you best provide for your loved ones? If we're talking about a spouse, or we're talking about children, and if you know you're not as advanced as you and I are, sir, maybe you might even have young children who need to be, you know, especially planned for. Like, if you don't make it, who would be best in your family to raise your children? Have you had that conversation with your siblings or your other family members? Who would be the most logical person? Who would be the most willing? Who has the most nurturing environment? Who is willing to do it? I mean, these things are important, and they don't just concern you, but I think that if we go down this rabbit hole, we have to at least think about it.
Well, my youngest child is 29 years old.
Okay.
So I don't thankfully have to worry. I thankfully don't have to worry about that, because I don't have a lot of really good options there on that side at this particular time in my life, but I don't have to worry about it. So
this is more or less for those of us who aren't as advanced. I'll characterize it that way, advanced as you and I are. But I know there are some younger people who are listening to you, and you know what? I might spur a thought. You know, this conversation, you know, it's not a pleasant one to have, but you know what? It should be at least considered. And whenever we hit a new year, you know, that's always a good time to at least explore the matter, you know, just think about it, you know, and maybe make a few commitments. We don't plan to fail, but if we don't, we should, you know, make appropriate arrangements. I mean, and it relates to children. Certain what your desires are. For example, something as basic as, do I want to be buried or cremated? Is that a big deal, or you figure, hey, I'm not here, I could care less? I mean, but someone, it might be important. Me, I'm thinking if I'm gone, I'm gone. It doesn't matter. And if for some reason there's a family member that wants me in an urn over the fireplace, fine, so be it. But, you know, I don't know. Have you given it any thought?
Oh, yes. I have thought about that part simply because, you know, a funeral plot, and I don't know what the size of the funeral plot is, but I saw where there was a very nice cemetery here where I live locally, and whoever owned it decided to sell part of it to build a grocery store. So then... then they had to go through all of the process of disinterring the people that were buried there and move them to other places. And I can only imagine that caused a little bit of anguish for the people, the loved ones left behind. And right. Me, myself, and I would just as soon they just go ahead and cremate me and, I don't know, maybe just scatter me somewhere where I'm out of the way and be done with it, because I will, you know... I'm not going to feel it. I'm not going to know it. And that to me, is the least amount of aggravation to be involved. That's not aggravation. But you get what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. And you know what? You know what? I have not personally made a decision one way or the other. But you know what? I am pledged to come up with my official wish and communicate that to my... my oldest daughter. Since I'm not married, I think that if the situation should befell me, she probably would be the one that would make that call and decision. So,
right.
I definitely want to make sure that I, one, make a decision and make sure that she knows about it. But see, here's the other piece to that, Bill. There's another scenario that could happen. What could be a negative outcome associated with the self-defense scenario in which you do not die, but you could become a burden on your family?
That does bother me quite a bit, and
what situation are we talking about?
You know, if you in a gunfight, I guess a headshot or a spine shot, or
yes, in some way that you are in some way disabled, whether, I don't know, mildly, if there's such a thing as mildly disabled, or what if you're severely disabled? Anything up to and including, everything up to but not including death. And we're talking about whether you're in some type of comatose state or vegetative state. Would you want someone to make the decision that your life, for lack of a better word, be terminated? Or do you want them to keep hanging on? Because there's these stories anecdotally and otherwise where folks, you know, somehow manage to come out of it. Would you want a call to be made in those circumstances? And if so, who? Who should make that decision? And if you haven't made a decision with the person who gets to make that call, are you comfortable with that person making that decision?
I actually have thought about that, and yeah, that would be made by my wife, and she would decide. And my wishes are to be let go. If, okay, you know, I would want to be let go, because every time somebody looks at you when you're in that state, it just crushes them. And I would want to cut that as short as possible. Coming up on the next break, tell everybody how to find you, please.
I am Rick Ector, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R. I am legally armed in Detroit, and you can find me at Rick's Firearm Academy, Detroit, Detroit CCW on YouTube.com.
Over 2,000 videos. Crazy stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Rick Ector from Rick's Firearms Academy and, Legally Armed in Detroit, a few other things out there.
Well, so it doesn't give me any joy to talk about this, but, I mean, I just think that when you look at the people that we are and the people that we talk to, I would say the vast majority of folks who are listening to your show on a regular basis, if not faithfully every single day you're on the air, man, you know, we talk about everything that we should do to make sure that we mount the best possible defense against an unwarranted attack. You know, the very best that we can do to make sure that we survive and that we're there as long as possible to protect our families. But there is a possibility, and I'm not even going to put odds on it, man. I'm just going to say it's possible. It's possible that we don't make it, man. And if it's possible, we should have a plan, right? What do you guys in the military, what do you guys say about planning?
Oh, well.
The lack of planning. Isn't there a...
Yes, there is. I can't really say what they say in the military, though, about that. But here's what I will tell you. The thing about planning in the military is that when you are planning in the military, the first thing you have to plan for is you have to plan for everything else, because the first plan is going to go out the window as soon as you make contact. Then you have to have plan B, C, D, E, F, and G.
Right. You know, you look at any TV show, right? They come up with a plan of action, and there's always something that goes wrong. And it's always the person who has, like, a great fit of inspiration who comes up with an idea on the spot, and somehow this plan works against all odds. But, yeah, so we're talking about not making it. And you know what? Here's the thing, man. Eventually, we're all going to have to go that way, man. Eventually, believe it or not, we all are going to die. Okay. So granted, as I think about it, this is part of just a bigger conversation about final expenses and arrangements and plans that even if you don't own a gun and even if you don't believe in self-defense that you're going to need to account for. I just think it's even more so of a topic that should be broached by those of us who carry guns, those of us who are willing to use that gun to defend ourselves and to defend our families. And yes, there is a possibility, and I'm not going to lay odds on what they are, man. I'm going to leave that up to each person to assess their abilities and their training and figure out where they are on that continuum. But there's a chance we may not prevail. We may not make it. I'm just saying, just take this thought a little further and figure out what your wishes are, you know, in the aftermath, whether you don't make it at all and whether we're talking about allocating your assets, who gets what, do you have a will, have you made a plan for it, if you have children, you know, have you planned for their educational expenses, do you want them to go to college, you know, what do you want to leave your heirs, your spouse, you know, that's one outcome. And the other outcome we were talking about was, man, well, what if you do survive, but your level or standard of living, at least from a physical or mental standpoint, is not very good, man? Then what would you want? You know, would you want to even go so far as to have a guardian already established right now today, like someone who would get to make the decisions about what happens to you or what treatments you get or whether to release you and let you go? For many people, that would be their spouse. But there are a bunch of people out there in radio land who are not married, you know, or may have multiple family members who may have different opinions. So I would suggest that we all take some uncomfortable moments and make plans, even though we're thinking in our heart of hearts, we won't put our family members in this scenario, in this situation. But just in case it happens, we already have a couple.
I see your point. I see your point. You know, I haven't given a whole lot of thought to it.
And that's why I'm here, Bill.
Yes, I understand. I have spoken. Both of my sons sound a lot like me. And I have what? Well, they just, you know, verbally.
Okay.
So I have pointed out to them, you know, it doesn't take a whole lot to log on and just continue the revenue stream and do the radio show if you wanted to. And believe me, doing a radio show is not like having a job digging ditches. I mean, you can, you know.
You know, that's an angle that I hadn't accounted for. Like, say, for example, man in your position, business owner, right? Business continuity. Who is going to make sure that the business goes on, or whether, you know, or does it end with you?
I would hope not, but see, the problem with this is that whenever you hear about a radio host selling a show, he then becomes an employee. Because you can't sell a show to someone and keep the same audience. There's, for whatever reason, that people might like to listen to me. If my sons came on board, they might, you know, like if I was shot down trying to defend my family, I'm sure that they would continue to listen to my sons just at least for a little bit. And but you know, if it just gets out there,
are they as fluent with the gun industry and the gun culture, and are they fairly up to date, or are they kind of like? My dad is this big deal in the gun world, and that's kind of dad's thing, and we're kind of like, well, gee, we like listening to the show, we like supporting them, but I don't know if I want to do that.
My eldest son has actually done radio about guns, and he was, when he was working at a gun shop, they bought some radio airspace and did a show, and they referred to him as the Encyclopedia of Guns, because he knows all of those obscure facts about a pistol that, you know, you and I don't care about. He can sit there and just very smugly quote it. My youngest son is both a certified gunsmith, a Glock armorer, and a knife smith.
Okay.
Now, I don't know that they would actually want to do it. I have talked to both of them about it, and I've explained, well, this is about how much it pays, and, you know, this is how you got to, this is how I do it, and this is how you would do it, and, you know, if that's something you'd be interested in doing, and, well,
were they looking at you kind of weird, like, for even bringing the subject up?
Not since the heart attack part.
See, you know, those major life events where you're like, okay, it wasn't then, and it's always been possible, but now it kind of comes closer to home, right?
Yeah, it does. So.
And so nothing is officially, well, look, I'm making the assumption, Bill, that you and I both, we still have time. That's what I'm doing.
Absolutely, we do.
I'm just saying that while I know that you and I are both, you know, as fit as we're going to be, man. That
listen, if we can make it, it is reckoned that by 2050, they're going to figure out this whole dying because of age thing. So we just got to live till 2050. And when they start doing all this experimental stuff, I'll be up there holding my hand up. Yeah, yeah, I'll be a test pilot. Let me have some of that stuff. And, you know, right, hit me with right, the nanomachines. Right. I'll back up to the needles and let them let fly just to see how that goes. Because, you know.
I don't know, man. You know, I know we're getting way off topic, but you ever see those shows and those movies about these guys with immortality and they
how much they hate
live
it
forever? It would get boring after a while, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. Anyway, before we run out of time, tell everybody how to find you one more time, please, sir.
I am Rick Ector, RickEctor. I am legally armed in Detroit. You can always catch me at my usual standard time and hour on Bill Frady's Lock and Load, Planet Rick. Check me out on YouTube. As always, sir, it's a pleasure, honor, and a privilege to be on, and hopefully we will talk to your audience again very soon.
Oh, yeah, next week, 2021, coming soon. Thank you, sir. Coming up next, it is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.